Chairs No Waiting, episode number 590, Floyd's Barbershop News. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the new things they've got. Like this week, just added, the Mayberry Beach Towels. That's right, we got three different kinds. We got a Barney Face Beach Towel, a Lawman Beach Towel, and a Fishing Hole Beach Towel. So go and check those out over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com and get you a beach towel. They're like microfiber. They'll dry you off. So that's what you need for the summer. Head over to Weavers. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 590 is Rainey Vinson. So, Rainey, thank you very much for being supportive of the show, and thank you for being here for the show as well. My name is Alan Newsome. I'm the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and I run imayberry.com, and my wife runs Weavers Department Store, and all kinds of other Mayberry sites that we run and things that we do. So, you know, we love the show, and that's why I do this podcast. That's why we do so much around the Mayberry community. Tonight, we're going to be hearing from a Mayberryan who has, during this COVID crisis that we've gone through in 2020, if you guys are hearing this at some later date, we have been going through this. So Floyd has been, from time to time, appearing on YouTube or Facebook or somewhere and doing Floyd's Barbershop News. But we've not done that here on the podcast. So I thought it would be nice to have Floyd drop in tonight and just do a few minutes of Floyd's Barbershop News for you. And then we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. So I hope you're going to enjoy this. So I'm going to hand this off here to Floyd's Barbershop News. Now, let me just set it up a little bit, because Floyd is always, you know, when he's not busy in the barbershop, he's got the Mayberry Gazette, and he's sitting out front of the barbershop in the barber chairs. You know that, right? So for those of you that are only listening, I want you to just picture that. He's sitting in front of the barbershop, sitting out, and people are walking by, and he's reading the newspaper and visiting with you for a time here as he's waiting on somebody to come in and get a haircut. Cause you know, the business has been bad, he says, cause nobody's coming in for haircuts. So he's just been sitting around and reading the paper. So we're going to join him outside the barbershop with Floyd's Barbershop News. He has his own logo and music and everything. So Floyd, take it away.
Hello there. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Floyd Barbershop. Floyd Larson here outside the barbershop. Hey, how y'all doing? Well, I thought we'd do a little Floyd's Barbershop News today. We hadn't done that in a while. So I got the Gazette here. I'm ready to go. Yeah, so let's see here. Let's see what we got in here today. Law and order. Law and order. Oh, this ought to be a good one. Yeah. Someone stole the wheels from the Mayberry police car recently. Police are working tirelessly to catch the perpetrator. Oh, that's clever. Tirelessly. That's what they're working. Anybody need a haircut? If you see anybody that comes by and needs a haircut, make sure you let me know, all right? Yeah, all right, let's see. Oh, here's something we need to see. Dr. Breen's sermon topics this week. Oh, this will be good. Dr. Breen. Let's see. Apathy. Oh, he's going to talk about apathy. Apathy and the lack of it. Yeah. It says the lack of it in giraffe people. Yeah, giraffe. Giraffes are selfish. Yeah, that's the problem. Apathy and the lack of it in giraffe people. Because people with low emotional intelligence do not understand the emotions of others, they experience little apathy. I think Or is it apathy? Apathy. Yeah, for other people. They have little apathy for other people. Or apathy. I'm not sure which it is. I think Barney says it's apathy. Let's see. They do not get what others are feeling, so it's impossible for them to place themselves in another person's shoes. Yeah, well, it's hard to put on other people's shoes. You know, if their feet aren't the same size, it's really hard to do. It's really hard if their feet aren't the same. I don't know how you do that. Let's see. When asked, Dr. Breen said, quote, this is a quote, "The world would be a whole lot better if people had more apathy." Apathy. That'll be a good sermon. Yeah. Had to go. Make sure I go to church Sunday. I got to hear that. Let's see here. Town picnic goes batty. Now, this is by G.F. Richard, Cub reporter over at the Mayberry Gazette. While reporting on the Mayberry Town picnic, it was brought to the attention of this reporter of a possible secret discovery. Oh, it's a discovery. While exploring the Lost Lovers Indian Caves, Barney claimed to have stumbled upon what could have been the secret Bat Cave, the hideout of Batman and Robin. Barney didn't say. Mr. Fife claimed that he and Thelma Lou were tracking bat eggs. Oh. And stumbled into what he claimed was the Bat Cave. The Bat Cave? Like on Batman? Well, that's what he said. Have I had to ask Barney about it? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Barney will drive by me. See, the Bat Cave. Let's see, he claimed it was the Bat Cave to include what he believed was the Bat Pole. A Bat Pole. Yeah, what do bats need? A Bat Pole. Just after seeing these things, a mysterious fog fell upon them, and their memories of the rest of the incident was wiped away. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Thelma Lou added that this happened just after Mr. Hodes Campbell had provided Barney a large cup of water from what she described, or he described, as a spring. Otis gave Barney a drink of water. Yeah, and he's on the back. I wonder. I had to talk to Otis about that one. He said it came from a spring. Yeah, I wonder if he fell in. You know, if a man falls in, he's wet in the spring. Let's see. This reporter investigated further and determined that the spring water provided by Mr. Campbell contained other liquid derivatives derived from corn. Oh, this is G.F. Richard. Oh, he's a good one. Yeah, Otis, he derived it from corn, some other kind of liquid in the water. Yeah, I bet he filtered that water. Let's see here. Here's what. Widower in town to find bride. Well, a widower's in town to find. Let's see. Longtime widower and jugger extraordinaire, Briscoe Darling. Oh, yeah, I know them. Yeah, you know, he cuts his own hair, you know. They put a bowl on there and just cut around the bowl. Oh, it's not city style, is what he said. Yeah, let's see here. Briscoe Darling has decided it's time to return to wedded bliss. Darling, who resides on the other side of Robert E. Lee Natural Bridge, has narrowed the field to Miss B. Taylor, or celebration planner Jennifer Morrison. The Morrison sister. Well, yeah, he needs to get some witch hazel. The Morrison's line. Let's see. When asked, Briscoe responded, "Meet." I don't know why he would say that. He also was quoted as saying, "I can take some manners, and I can take some cleaning up, and I can take a bossy mouth, But I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon. Well, we'll see how he does looking for a wife. There's a lot of people come to Jeff Pruitt did that. Yeah. Still nobody in here. Yeah, boy, his business has been slow lately. Let's see, well, another here. Oh, here's a good story. Potato salad shortage reported in Mayberry. Potato salad. This is by Jay Indiana. Let's see. I don't think I know Jay Indiana. Mr. Foley, owner of Foley's Market. Yeah. I don't see anybody over there right now either. Mr. Foley, owner of Foley's Market on Main Street in downtown Mayberry, reports that there's a potato shortage. Oh, my goodness. Potato salad store at his store. Well, I haven't been over there. Like, I didn't realize there was a shortage. Let me see. Ever since the Mayberry Gazette published a story about opening day of the fishing season over at Myers Lake, which Howard Sprague won the day by landing Old Sam. Oh, yeah, the renowned silver carp has been sought after by all the Mayberry fishermen and boys, by the way, for years. Mr. Sprague noted in that article that he had put some leftover potato salad. Oh, when it's hooked. You know, Sammy had that mark in his show. Oh, you should have seen. Oh, you see that mark? Yeah. That's where I hooked him last year. It proves I hooked him. Yeah. Let's see. So Howard used potatoes. Mr. Sprague, you know, that he used leftover potatoes. Oh, they and put it on his hook after lunch prior to catching the legendary fish. I softened him up before that. He knows me. He knew I was the one. Ever since then, everyone in town has been using potato salad as bait. Mr. Foley says, I can't make the stuff fast enough. Mr. Foley said that. Sheriff Andy Taylor exclaimed that Howard's catch sure surprised him, as he had spent most of that morning removing Howard's hook from his hind end. Oh, it's racy. Yeah, Howard's not much of a fisherman. He's just splashing around in the water. Yeah, he's just splashing around. I can't believe he didn't scare off all the fish. But he didn't. Let's see here. Lydia Cross. Oh, what is this? Oh, my goodness. Lydia Crossway to marry Goober Pyle. What is this? What is this story? Yeah. Lydia Crossway, 25, has announced her engagement to Goober Pyle. I don't know about this. Is this a real story? Let's see. Crossway, the native of Greensboro, was a regular customer at Wally Service Station, where Pyle has worked for several years. Oh, my goodness. She had bad tires and an oil problem with her car. Pyle claimed that there was a problem there. And he repaired all those problems, and that's where their relationship started. I don't know about this story. This may be fake news or something. We got to check this out. I had to talk to Goober. Yeah, let's see here. The Mayberry couple's wedding is planned for the fall, but no date is yet set. Oh, my goodness. Crossway says it'll be a small wedding since she doesn't like large crowds. A small reception is planned with music provided by Carl Benson. Oh, Carl Benson and his Wildcats. Yeah, featuring his mother on the saxophone. Oh, that would be good. Yeah, that would be a good. Let's see. Crossway's father, a former lumber plant worker, is planning to give away the bride. Gomer Pyle will be his best man. Well, that's good. Yeah, let's see. Who is it? Thelma Lou will serve as the maid of honor. Helen Crump is the bridesmaid. Well, Andy Taylor and Barney Pyle will be groomsmen. Well, what? Opie Taylor will be the ring bearer. Well, wait a minute. Wait. What about Floyd? He doesn't say anything about Floyd. Yeah, how soon they forget. I see. The Carols of Mayberry will provide a tuxedo for the groom and groomsmen, and Myra Koontz over at the lingerie will provide the dress. Oh, well, this can't be right. Gilbert, he wouldn't have not told me about this. What time is it here? Yeah, I've got to go. I got to go and check on this. I can't believe this is a real thing here. Yeah, so I've got to go. Will y'all lock out the barbershop as I go? We'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. Bye, everybody.
All right, Floyd, thanks there. We appreciate it. Hope you guys enjoyed that report. I kind of abruptly ended it there, didn't I? Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Floyd's Barbershop News. Floyd reading all the news that's fit to print. And even Simon didn't. He's kind of concerned about that with Goober. I don't think, I don't remember Goober and Lydia. I hadn't heard about that either. So Floyd, I'm sure, will check on it and give us a full report after he goes and talks to Goober down at the gas station, find out about it. It could be like when Barney tried to get married to that girl, you know, that girl said that she was going to marry. Maybe Lydia did that to Barney, or somebody just posted that. I'm not sure. So if you enjoyed that, there are some other versions of that. There's three other instances where Floyd has done barbershop news that are out on YouTube. It's probably the best shot to find them. If you go and search for Floyd's Barbershop News, you might be able to find it. We may do them and have them as part of the podcast in the next few weeks here and just release episodes as episodes here of Two Chairs as well. So thank you, Floyd, for sharing that news with us. And now, friends, we're going to hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The head of the publishing company that published the children's book Helen Crump wrote was once known largely on screen for his impressive physique and on stage for his rich baritone singing voice. Keith Andes was born on July the 12th, 1920, in Ocean City, New Jersey, though he was raised in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. While in high school, Keith made his acting debut on local radio programs in Philadelphia. After graduating, he first studied at St. Edward's in Oxford, England. He then returned to the United States and attended Temple University in Philadelphia. The day after Keith graduated in 1943, he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. During his 3 years of service, Keith, who had a rich baritone singing voice, performed in numerous shows to entertain his fellow troops, including the 1943 play Winged Victory, which was created by the Air Force as a morale booster. Movie mogul Daryl Zanuck saw Keith perform and arranged for him to have a small part in the movie version of the play, which was released in 1944 while Keith was still in the service. During filming, Keith met film executive Henry Wilson, who signed him to a contract with Vanguard Films once Keith returned to civilian life, leading to his first credited film role in 1947, a role which capitalized on the young actor's impressive physique and good looks. He played one of Loretta Young's three powerfully built and protective brothers in The Farmer's Daughter, with James Arness, who would later play Marshall Dillon in Gunsmoke, making his film debut as another of the brothers. Keith was active in both film and on the stage during his early career. He had actually filmed his Farmer's Daughter role in late 1946. 2 weeks before the film actually opened, Keith made his Broadway debut on March the 12th, 1947, in The Chocolate Soldier. The operetta ran less than 2 months, but Keith won the coveted Theater World Award for his performance. Keith then starred in the 1949 low-budget thriller Project X, directed by Edward Montaigne, who would later be known for his direction of comedic films, such as McHale's Navy and the Don Knotts film, The Reluctant Astronaut. Keith returned to Broadway on June 5, 1950, when he took over as the male lead in Kiss Me, Kate, and then continued the role in the national tour of the show for over a year. Returning to film, in 1952, Keith was Marilyn Monroe's leading man in the Barbara Stanwyck film noir, Clash by Night. Keith's powerful singing voice brought him back to Broadway the following year to appear in the musical Maggie, which unfortunately closed after just 5 performances. After signing with RKO, which resulted in several more films, including co-starring with Angela Lansbury in the 1954 film noir A Life at Stake, Keith made his television debut in 1955 in the anthology show Celebrity Playhouse. Around the same time, Keith switched to Universal Studios, which led to other films, including starring as a real-life crusading Louisiana State Police Superintendent in 1958's Damn Citizen. Keith's most prominent television role was Police Chief Colonel Frank Dawson, the title character in the 1959-1960 series This Man Dawson. While his singing ability was seldom utilized in his film and television work, it did bring him back to Broadway one final time when he co-starred alongside Lucille Ball in the musical Wildcat, which opened on December the 16th, 1960, and ran for 171 performances over 5.5 months. While Keith still acted in the occasional film, he appeared more often in television in the 1960s. He played the lawyer husband of the title character, a mystery writer and amateur sleuth, in the 1963 series Glennis. He starred as Jeff Morgan, a radio station manager in the daytime soap Paradise Bay from 1965 to 1966. He appeared in guest roles in series such as Perry Mason, Have Gun Will Travel, Star Trek, Daniel Boone, and I Spy. And in 1967, he appeared in The Andy Griffith Show. In the color episode, Helen the Authoress, Keith played Roger Bryant, the head of the Bryant Publishing Company in Richmond, who published the children's book Helen wrote. During the 1967-1968 season, Keith voiced the fondly remembered animated superhero Birdman in the series of the same name. And one of the supervillains he fought was Dr. Millennium, voiced by Mayberry's own Hal Smith. While not on Broadway, Keith returned to the theater in 1968, playing the lead in a national tour consisting of over 400 performances in Man of La Mancha. Throughout the 1970s, Keith continued to appear in both film and television. He played General George C. Marshall in the 1970 war picture Tora, 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 and had a small role in the 1979 film And Justice for All, starring Al Pacino. He appeared in Gunsmoke, Petticoat Junction, and in 4 episodes of Cannon. After 2 final TV roles in 1980, Keith retired from acting. Sadly, he was plagued by ill health in his later years, including bladder cancer. Despondent over his health, Keith took his own life in 2005. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to be safe, watch out for one another, and take Andy's advice and act like somebody.
Wow, thank you, Randy. That's an amazing report. I didn't know any of those things about Keith. And so if you want to make sure you don't miss out on all the great things that Randy is doing with the Mayberry on the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the cool stuff that he finds out and posts about. It's amazing. It's always fun to see his reports. He does these reports. He has things online every day. Pretty much he has something all the time going on. So Randy, thank you for all you're doing just to keep the Mayberry spirit going. And I want to thank you guys, all of you, anybody that's here, you in particular, for showing up here for the podcast. It's always great to spend some time with you. This week, we're going to be heading to Mount Airy, North Carolina for the 8th annual Mayberry Meetup. There's a possibility of rain. There's a possibility of a COVID virus. There's a possibility of a lot of heat. So it should be a great weekend. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be gathering at the Mayberry Motor Inn in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And we're going to gather at the gazebo area out there on Friday and Saturday evenings, afternoons, evenings, nights. And we're just going to, right now, before we find out what the governor's going to do as far as all the COVID requirements are, we can only have 25 people in a group. So the area there where the gazebo is very large there at the Mayberry Motor Inn. So what I'm going to encourage everyone to do is to stay in groups of 20, 25 or less, right? So stay in those groups and social distance and everything in those groups so that everybody will be able to stay as safe as possible, but we'll still be able to have a little bit of Mayberry fun. We've got a Mayberry murder mystery that we're going to be doing. We may or may not be able to show episodes, but we can definitely play the audio. So everybody bring a radio because you'll be able to tune in locally there. I got a low powered FM radio thing, so we can all tune in and listen to the episodes together. Depending on what happens, we may be able to watch episodes. If it rains, we even have a plan for that, which may really fit better for the entire weekend anyway. If it rains, everybody can stay in their car. I would actually be able to set up the projector and the screen, and you can pull up like a drive-in movie, tune in on your car radio, listen to the episode, and watch the movie, watch the episodes from the screen. So that's those are some plans we're trying to do. So hopefully it'll go off because, folks, there's not been any Mayberry stuff at all this year. We will do our best to have a good Mayberry time, whether we get to watch episodes or not. We can probably just sit around and talk about them, and everybody already knows what happens in all the episodes. All we got to do is say, you remember when, and we'll all start laughing and quoting lines from the show together, and we should be able to do that and stay 6 feet apart. Family groups, obviously, my wife and I can be closer together, and then other people try to stay 6 feet away. Remember to wear your mask. If you don't feel good, don't come. Don't want anybody getting sick. So make sure we're going to take care of everybody. The last thing I want is anybody getting ill or sick after they leave. All right. So that's the plan. We're going to be heading over there. Jan and I are going to get to the Motor Inn, I think, on Wednesday. We're heading up on Wednesday this week. And so we will meet those of you that are coming there. We're at about 75 people that are still saying they're coming. So, we should still be able to have a nice time and distance and keep everybody safe in the meantime. Okay. All right, guys, if you can't come, don't worry. I'm going to try to have some kind of a online version or something later. And maybe you can be a part of that as well. So everybody stay safe, stay healthy. Don't get out and do anything you shouldn't do, and take care of yourself and take those care of everybody around you. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. If you have a story for the Mayberry Gazette, if you're watching an episode or something and you see something funny, you can send me a little short paragraph story and submit it, and maybe I'll be able to have Floyd do another episode of Floyd's Barbershop News with your story. So until then, folks, I'd love to hear from you. Take care and have a great Mayberry week. And we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.